This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization said Friday it was still awaiting expert guidance as it faces increasing pressure for a new, more in-depth investigation of the coronavirus pandemic origins. U.S. President Joe Biden this week ordered his intelligence community to investigate whether the COVID-19 virus first emerged in China from an animal source or from a laboratory accident. There is growing impatience with waiting for a conclusive WHO investigation into how the worldwide pandemic began that has killed more than 3.5 million people. The WHO finally managed to send a team of independent international experts to Wuhan, China in January, more than a year after COVID-19 first surfaced there in late 2019 to help probe pandemic origins. But in their long-delayed report published in late March, the international team and their Chinese counterparts drew no firm conclusions. 32 members of parliament in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or about 5% of the total, have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic, according to the vice president of the National Assembly. Many African countries, including Congo, have officially reported few cases and deaths, but the virus has rippled through some corridors of power, killing prominent lawmakers and members of the president's entourage. Masks are required inside parliament, but lawmakers frequently go without them as they congregate in large groups and hoot and holler at speakers. Congo's vaccination campaign has stuttered after it delayed the rollout because of safety concerns about the AstraZeneca shot. As a result, around 75% of its 1.7 million doses were reallocated to make sure they were used before they expired. Find more on these stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia closed its embassy in Afghanistan on Friday, highlighting security fears for foreign missions and their local workers as U.S.-led troops pull out of the war-torn country. With President Joe Biden's September 11th deadline looming, nations are weighing how they may operate without the security blanket provided by the U.S. and NATO forces. The Afghan government insists it can keep the Taliban at bay, but the insurgents have made huge gains in the countryside in recent months and engage daily with local security forces. Announcing the embassy closure earlier this week, Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison says there is an increasingly uncertain security environment. European Union Chief Ursula von der Leyen on Friday warned Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko it is time to change course as the EU holds out a promise of a 3 billion euro support package if he leaves power. The European Commission President says the EU's message is twofold, one of support to the Belarusian people and a warning to Lukashenko. When Belarus starts its peaceful democratic transition, the EU will be there to accompany it, she said Friday. A commission spokeswoman says von der Leyen wrote to Belarus's opposition leader and other figures expressing her respect and admiration for the courage and strength of the people of Belarus. She outlined in her letter the EU's comprehensive plan of economic support to a democratic Belarus of up to 3 billion euros, about $3.7 billion, according to the spokeswoman. The proposed support from the EU comes as the bloc aims to ramp up pressure on Lukashenko after the forced landing of a Ryanair flight in Minsk last Sunday and arrest of a dissident journalist aboard. The World Health Organization called Friday for access to patients in the Gaza Strip and free passage to evacuate them for medical treatment as health workers struggle to care for the sick and wounded after 11 days of violence earlier this month. A WHO spokeswoman says around 600 patients, including some with chronic conditions, need to be moved outside of the Palestinian enclave, but have been unable to do so because of closures. Other aid agencies have complained about limited humanitarian access and drug supplies. Dozens of health centers were damaged during Israeli bombings, prompting the WHO to warn that facilities risk being overwhelmed. And officials say two ancient sandstone artifacts believed to have been stolen from Thailand during the Vietnam War are set to return from the United States Friday night. The temple support beams with carvings of Hindu deities dates back to the late 10th or 11th century and have been shown for decades at the San Francisco Asian Art Museum. They're touching down in Bangkok Friday night and will be put on display at the National Museum for 3 months from Tuesday following a special ceremony. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.